Welcome to Breaking Down the Message of the Week, and we're talking about a new heart, and I can't wait to get into it. But before we do, I want to shout out Tree of Life and those who give, those who are faithful with tithe and offerings, week in and week out. The Lord sees everything, and because of your generous contributions, people are receiving the gospel. Our mission is to make disciples, to lead people to be all in followers of Jesus. It's all about Him. And so thank you once again for giving. And we are believing God for resources for us to continue this podcast and the overhead and everything that it takes in this studio, the loft that we use as a studio. It's used for different purposes, but it costs about $3,000 a month to make it happen, the overhead with everything that you see. And so we're believing God for that. You can give any amount on a regular basis. It goes a long way. On the drop-down list, just click podcast, and then we'll know that that's where it's going towards. And so thank you once again for giving and for considering to give. Any amount goes a long way. Another way that you can help us out is to subscribe and put it on your notifications. Every time we have this type of podcast or any podcast at Tree of Life, you'll get the notification. Send it to someone. Post it on your social media. Follow us on social media. It all helps. And it helps with the mission. Our vision and mission is of Jesus. And it is Jesus. And it's for people to know Him. And so thank you so much once again for even just being on this podcast and just listening to, not being on this podcast, but you know what I mean, being with us.
Yeah.
Aaron Montes, co-host here with us. Say, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? God bless you guys.
Yeah, so let's dive right in. A new heart. I love the way Michael Martinez delivered and the way he started the message, which I think it's helpful to know this, that there are two hearts. There's a natural heart, and then there's a spiritual heart that we receive. The natural heart is what we're born with, this the default. There are so many ways to say it. There's the sinful nature, the human heart, the deceptive heart. And we can talk about that because that's what we're most familiar with. That's the heart that is rebellious. It's the heart that basically is selfish. And the scripture that he started with is in Jeremiah. If you want to read that, and then we'll talk about how deceptive the heart is, bro, because we're both familiar with it.
Yeah. Jeremiah 17. Verse 9 says, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?" That was his opening verse. So the main thing was that I read his translation was, "Who can cure it?" And that was where
it's incurable.
It's incurable, this heart. So we have to figure out. We'll jump right in, bro. Go ahead. Yeah. And let's get started.
So let's talk about how deceptive the heart is, because one of the ways that our human heart deceives us is through pride. It's arrogance, rebellion, and we both have a history of that. Every person does, really. And the more that you're aware of that, you realize that from that sinful nature, from that human heart, it is impossible to respond to God. That's the heart that doesn't want to forgive. He mentioned that. That's the heart that doesn't want to obey the commandments or anything that the Lord says. That's the heart that is sick.
Yeah.
And so just to relate to people that are listening, it is very difficult, if not impossible, I believe it is impossible, to serve God with the old nature, because that's what it is. It's the old nature. And when you try to live for God from this place, it will set you up to fail. You can become religious and all kinds of things. And so what is your experience, man? How has the human heart sabotaged your life? Let's talk about the beginning days, because we're talking about people that want change, people that want to transform, people that want hope, and they don't know how to get to the other side. They don't know how to live for the Lord, because they're so used to living for themselves and for the enemy. So let's relate to those people. Let's think of people that are still living from that heart that's deceived, bro.
Yeah, no, the heart, I didn't have this understanding. Neither did I. We didn't grow up knowing there was two different hearts, or have this idea that the heart that I had was the heart that I had to learn how to tame and control. So my goal in life was to find ways to make my heart better through my works, through my pursuit of becoming a better person, not knowing that the heart that I was trying to control or tame was not the heart that was designed for that. That heart was incurable. It was chaotic, rebellious, unforgiving, didn't care. And if you don't have that parallel in seeing that there's a possibility that I can be a good father, but that father that I need to become can't be great with that old heart, it has to have a new heart. Yeah. And so the battle that I faced growing up, and just in general growing as a man of God, was I was always in a journey reading and trying to entertain my heart to something that would be good. And yeah. I realized it was difficult to make my heart good. I was always in the process of finding self-help, reading, praying, fasting, listening to whoever I could, whenever I could. It's because I was finding that what scripture says, that we live out of our heart. You know, the issues of life flow through the heart. Where we come from is our heart. And growing up, we didn't have that conversation. Like, you know, son, or your heart that you're talking about, the heart that you're living from, is not the heart of God. It's your personal heart. It's your own desires, your own deceptions, your own ways. And we learn to live from that heart. And we don't realize we're wrong. Most people don't realize what heart they're living from. We don't even recognize there is a different heart. You think that this heart is your heart that you have to fix, that you have to, you know, live with for the rest of your life. But God is so good to us that he's created a new heart in us so that we can live from his ways. So my heart was, one thing I like what Mike said was, which everyone can relate to, is unforgiveness.
Right.
Anyone on planet Earth has been offended by somebody or someone or something. Mm-hmm. Even you could be offended by God. You could be offended from God, like just have offense towards God. And so we all have dealt with offenses and unforgiveness. And that heart that we're protecting, we're actually causing it more chaos when we carry unforgiveness. And I don't want to go deep into that, but it was a hit that he hit, that when he talked about his wife and her journey and struggling to forgive. And that's kind of what opened up the door for this conversation that he was having with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And
she can't forgive from that old place.
Yeah, right? She couldn't.
Old heart. Right.
And
none of us can.
Yeah. And it's a hard thing to do. And that's why God came to do these things that he's done. So the heart will lie to you. The heart will deceive you. Our hearts will tell us, you know, when people say that, I just feel this in my heart. Well, you got to be careful when you say those things, or my heart desires this, or I love this one person with all my heart. And we use the heart very easy. Like it's just this thing that's just a simple thing that we have, but it's truly the heartbeat of our lives. If this heart is contaminated or ruined or not in a good place, it'll ruin the rest of your life.
Yeah, it will, man. And the deceptive heart, the natural heart, the sinful heart, the ungodly heart, there's so many ways to put it.
Yeah.
That the thing about living from that place is that it ultimately glorifies the devil. I know that's direct, but that's the truth. It doesn't glorify God. It doesn't give God, it doesn't make God look good. It doesn't look like God, I should say. And so from that place, think of the things that people are going through right now, where I was talking to my daughters, and there's furries in school. Like, there's kids that believe themselves to be animals. I mean, that there's a category for that now, and they're making accommodations for furries, and kids are responding by barking and, you know, and acting like animals. And I'm like, that's coming from the deceptive heart. There are transgenders, boys that are transitioning to become girls and vice versa. That's coming from a deceptive heart, because that's not God's original plan and design for them. It's against nature. And it's not even, it's so crazy how it's popular to support that. And it's unpopular to say, no, that person is deceived. If they're not a tiger, or they're not a bear, they're not squirrels, they're not wolves. And some people think, oh, I was supposed to be a wolf. That's nature, that's against biology and science. And so even then, people are now, at one point, science was everything. Now they're saying, no, it's not even, the facts don't even matter anymore. And it's just what you believe in your heart. And that's the problem. There are some people that have like sexual preferences and they'll say, you know what? I'm actually attracted to both. It just depends on if I have chemistry with a boy or chemistry with a woman. I have same sex attraction, but opposite attraction as well, whether they're bi, whatever. There's so many different things, and that's coming from a deceptive heart.
Yeah.
There are people that think that they should have two different lovers. Like, I love my wife, but I also love this other girl, and this mistress, and what's wrong with, I have such a big heart that I have to give it away to more than one woman. That's coming from a deceptive heart. And, bro, Jesus said this, Mark 7. He says that out of your mouth, the heart speaks. He says this because he's talking about, it's not what you put in your mouth and in your body that defiles you. It's what comes out of your heart. And he says this because I believe this is what Michael read. And then he says, it's what comes from the inside. This is Mark 7:20. It is what comes from inside that defiles you. For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality. That's what I was just talking about. Theft. There are people that have an issue with sticky fingers, bro.
Cut those.
Yeah, right? Murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within. They are what defile you. So Jesus is saying, this is coming out of your heart.
Yeah.
Those are heart matters. Those are heart issues. That's the deceptive heart. So most of the problems that people struggle with, it's coming from that heart. There's a word for it in Hebrew, and I'm not even going to attempt to say it, but I know that there's a different word for the old heart than the new heart. The whole point is there is a difference.
Yeah.
A big difference. So there's two hearts. So that's the first one, right? The deceptive, and most people are familiar with that. That's where sin begins to flourish.
Yeah.
That's where the enemy comes in and out, creates bitterness, issues, struggles. All the trauma happens there with the old heart, the unforgiveness, the pain, the hurt. All of that comes from that sinful heart. So what do we do, right? How do we deal with this? The scripture talks about a promise that I read. We talk about the heart a lot at Tree of Life. That's probably my life's message, but also the culture here at Tree of Life, because that's what the Bible talks about. Let's read Ezekiel 36, bro. Because I want to talk about the new heart. Because there's a promise that is given to us by way of the scripture. And it's talking about the Holy Spirit. But it's talking about, it's beautiful the way it puts it. This is Ezekiel 36, 25 and 26 and 27. He says, then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. This is the Lord's doing. This is after he says, you know, idolatrous, sinful, rebellious, you're living for the devil, basically. And then he says, but this is what I'm going to do. This is the Lord's doing. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols, false gods, or anything that we go to apart from God to receive self-worth. And just worship idols is something that we're seeing happen all over the world. 26, and I will give you a new heart. There it is. This is God's doing. He said, he'll give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. That's the promise, a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. And so it talks about two things. It says a new heart and a new and his spirit. So what the scripture, so how do we receive this new heart? Like that's the question. How do we receive this new heart? Because I think people came up to the altar afterwards, man, they want that. We all want that. I want a new heart. I want a heart transplant. How do we receive this? And it's by faith.
Yeah.
It's a work of the Spirit. When we receive the Spirit of God, we receive is a new heart, his heart. We receive his spirit, his heart to live from. And Is there anything else that stands out to you from what I just read? I know that he removes a stony heart.
Well, it just gives us a clear picture of what the old heart looks like, the first one you read in Mark. Yeah. So if you need, you know, for listening, just
stones, right? All that.
You can identify with those things and say, man, I have these issues in my heart and I'm living in my life based on the old heart. The biggest thing is that I saw that I received from Sunday was to examine your heart. Where are you living from? Are you living from the old heart or the new heart? And it's very clear the way he brought it down. And the scriptures, very clear, what you just read the first time and now you just read in Ezekiel, it gives you two pictures of two different hearts. And these hearts that we operate from, whether you see your kids saying that that's not the heart of God or that's not the way. When we look at life, in the word that everybody says is follow your heart.
Right.
Follow your heart. Whatever your heart desires, you follow. And we get to a point where it all becomes about us. Mainly one thing that I know in my heart that I've seen the transformation is when it's about me, I'm in the old heart. But when it's about him, I'm in his heart. Yeah. Because when you analyze yourself, is these conversations that I'm having with my kids more about me or more about them? When it's off me, when I become out of the whole situation and I make it about them and I make it about the Lord, I'm operating out of his heart. Because if you look at scripture and you see how Jesus lived his life on earth, and he's the biggest picture of the greatest heart in the world. He is the heart. He was the heartbeat. He was the heart of God. Jesus was the heart. And I read a book the other day and he said, if you could peel back the skin of God, you would see nothing but his heart, the way his heart was. Yeah. And so we saw Jesus walking with the right heart. He was never about himself. He was not selfish. And this new heart is the opposite of what we've come accustomed to becoming and living out of. Yeah. And it's scary because many times we try our best and how do we get this new heart, you asked. And how do we receive this new heart is recognizing that your old heart is no good. We have to come to a place in our lives where you have to get sick and tired of operating out of the old heart. You have to recognize that that heart is causing nothing but damage for your life. It's damaging your marriage. It's damaging your children. It's damaging your family. It's damaging the people around you because that heart is never going to get you to the place where God has designed you to go. And his spirit is only on the new heart. I like that you said that because without the spirit of God operating on the new heart, he's given us full access to that heart to walk in a new being. Yeah. And it's hard. We were talking about this before we came on. Sometimes we dip into the old heart and we're like, this is, you know.
So we need to talk about that.
Because we go through those lies, you know, disciplining our kids, talking to our kids or talking to people or thinking about, should I say this because it's going to make me feel better or should I keep silent because that's what the heart of God wants me to say. And there's this opposition between the old heart and new heart. We all want to get our point across. We all want to speak to get what we have to say out of the way. But if you look at Christ and the way he walked, he was silent. Yeah. They badmouthed him. They did what they did to him. And his heart was not to react. His heart wasn't to say, I'm going to kill all you guys. You guys, our vengeance is coming. You're going to be all destroyed. He didn't say all these things. He was speaking from a place of humbleness and purity and meekness where, you know what, I love you. You can backstab me. You can call me what you want, spit on me. You can say anything you want negatively towards me. My heart doesn't operate to that anymore. Mm-hmm. But when we operate out of the old heart, well, we're quick to get up. We're quick to say something. We're quick to cast stones. We're quick to judge. We're quick to
do these things. Let's break that down because what people need to know is that, okay, as an unbeliever, you're stuck with your old nature.
Yeah.
You're not born again. We'll talk more about this because I think people need to know there has to be a born again experience with God. It's got to work. And I'm going to talk about this. I feel like the Lord, some of the basic stuff that we forget is if you're trying to live for God and you're not born of God yet, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about that in the future. It's coming. However, If you have received God, the Spirit of God, you are born from above, born from God, and he's given you a new nature, his spirit, and a new heart.
Yeah.
You have to make the conscious decision every day which heart to live from. And because We deny ourselves. We take up our cross every day. We die daily. What do we die daily to? To our old nature, to the old heart. And what do we resurrect daily to? To the new heart. And so the point that I'm making, bro, not to cut you off, but I wanted, because you were mentioning that we slip into the old.
Yeah.
The point is, you when you are a born-again believer or born from above, born from God, you now have the choice whether you're going to live for yourself, or you're going to live from your new nature, the new creation. The old things have passed. Behold, all things have become new. He read that on Sunday, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So think about this. You have a choice.
Yeah.
And so
before you didn't have no choice.
Before you didn't have a choice. You didn't even know you had a choice. You just thought you were stuck, and you were. You were dead in your trespasses. So we receive it by faith. We receive it because it's a gift that he's given us. It's his spirit, but we receive the Holy Spirit. We have a new heart. And here's what the heart looks like, and it's in Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. And this is coming from the new heart. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Again, we read this often because this is coming from the new heart, from the heart of God. There's no law against these things.
Yeah.
So I wanted just to make that distinction while you were talking about both, because what happens when you live from the old heart? What should we do?
Yeah.
How do you respond?
If you could put all that on paper at home, take your notes,
yeah,
write down the old heart and new heart and circle what should you live
on
by.
Galatians 5, man. Yeah. You can read Galatians 5.
And you circle where you've been operating at, especially if you're a new believer. Mm-hmm. You'll kind of detect your life throughout the week, how you've been living throughout the week by saying, am I lovely, am I patient, am I kind, or am I just stubborn and prideful and nothing but ego? And then you can answer the questions of why you're stuck where you're stuck.
Yeah.
Because you can't go, you can only go as far as your heart leads you.
Yeah.
From the right place.
Yeah.
If my heart is corrupt and my heart is living in the old nature,
yeah,
then it's going to lead me to destruction.
Oh yeah.
It's going to lead me to hell. Yeah. But if my heart is renewed, when new heart's in me and I'm following the Spirit of God through his heart, then it's going to lead me to prosperous times. It's going to lead me to health. It's going to lead me to heaven. It's going to lead me to a lot of beautiful things. And so if you can look at your life for the next week or so, see where you're being led to. And it's usually the condition of your heart leading you there. Because your heart is the one who's responding, who's the one that's in control. Your heart's the machine or the motor or that's keeping you functioning the way we function. And we could always say that, like, tell me what's in your heart. What's going on in your heart? And that's how we identify. Like when you hear someone do a counsel session, first thing they say, tell me what's been on your heart lately? You know, that's the question they ask. Because they want to get down to the root of the issue of why you're feeling this way, why you're thinking this way. And it's usually because there's an issue with your heart. Because when the condition of our heart in the natural, if something's wrong with the heart, it'll mess up the whole body.
Yeah.
And that's just in the physical realm. You know, if your heart's bad, if your heart's sick, or you have issues in your heart with blood flow or anything that's going on with your heart, it affects you physically, mentally, even emotionally. Because that part of your heart is central to everything you do. And so in the spirit world, this is the same concept. Same. If you get your heart right, everything else will function correctly. And I've told you that I was doing this renewing of the mind and renewing of asking the Lord to reveal give me wisdom and so that I could see clear what my thoughts look like. And the Bible talks about what a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So what I'm thinking and what I'm believing flows from my heart. And if my heart is always about, I'm never going to forgive that person because he did me wrong or she did me wrong, that's a condition of the heart. You can't live like that and expect God to forgive you. It's scriptural. Mm-hmm. And so the heart will do so much damage if it's not in the right place. And the Bible says, above all things, to guard your heart. Yeah. What does he mean by guarding? It means to protect it, to cover it, to make sure that you don't allow people in and out of this thing, because it's your sacred place that we need to take care of. Because once it gets to the heart, man, it'll get to your head and it'll get to every part of your body. And people live sick on the earth with the condition of a heart. They have heart sickness, bro, and they need healing in their heart.
Number one killer, too.
Yeah, and physically. So if we look at the heart,
yeah,
in both worlds, we see that God is concerned not only with the natural heart, he's concerned with the spiritual heart. He's concerned about, he created you and me. He knows every part of us that's functioning in us completely. He understands the anatomy of the spiritual realm. He understands the anatomy of the physical realm. He's the creator, the builder of who we are. We are made like in his image and his likeness. He knows, if anybody knows us, it's God who knows us.
Yeah.
And so if he can change the condition of your heart, he can change the condition of your life. Yeah. He can change your marriage. He can change your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. He can change everything. When you get the heart right, everything becomes, that's why people say, my heart's not in it. Mm. You know, my heart's not really in that. Well, because your heart's not in it because you're not attracted to it. You don't want that thing. But when your heart's into something, you can't stop thinking about it. So when God is on your heart, you want to have his heart. You want to hear his heartbeat. You want to hear his voice. You want to know what his, a lot of people don't ask the Lord, what do you feel? What do you think? It's like, what do I want? What do I need? And what is the heart of God saying? And he's telling us, I want you to have those.
Yeah.
I want you to have these fruits. I want you to live a beautiful life, but it's the heart that I got to get to.
It is, man. And if we have a sick heart, physically speaking, and we need a new one, let's say our heart stops working.
Yeah.
You need a heart transplant. So now let's say someone donates the heart because a life is taken, but they donate their organs and you receive a new heart transplant.
Yeah.
There's evidence that the heart also has memory too, which is crazy. But what they're saying is, if you receive a new heart and you don't change your lifestyle, you don't change your eating habits and your way of life, that you'll corrupt that heart again. In other words, if you had a bad diet before you got the heart transplant, now you got a new heart. Now you got to learn how to live with it. You have to learn how to take care of it. And it's very similar when it comes to spirituality. Like we receive a new heart transplant, God's heart. We love him from that place. We respond to him from that place. We love others from that place. He's the one who, it flows from his heart to our heart and then to others. The forgiveness, the mercy, everything, man. Everything comes.
Yeah.
We have to learn and renew our minds daily to live from the new creation, from the new nature. We have to learn how to live with the new heart, and that is possible. So one of the things he asks is, how do we live from this place? Or he asks, how do we receive this new heart? How do we do this daily? And he read this scripture, which I think is great, is in 1 Peter chapter 5. It says, in the same way, this is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. And all of you, dress yourselves in humility as you relate to one another. And here's what stands out. Here's what he focused on. So God opposes the proud. That's the old heart, man.
Yeah.
But gives grace to the humble, coming from the new heart. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. And at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. And so we all want that. We want God to lift us up in honor, but it takes humility. Give all your worries and your cares to God. He cares about you. And then he talks about stay alert. It keeps going on. The scripture is powerful. But the point is this. One of the ways that we deny ourselves daily is to surrender daily. It's another word for deny. It's to surrender.
Yeah.
We surrender the old nature. We surrender the old desires. We surrender the old habits. We surrender the old heart altogether every day. And it can happen at any moment. And when the moment that we surrender, we begin to live from the new nature. We have to surrender unforgiveness. We have to surrender the right to be right, pride, all the things, even sin. There's other ways to further even this conversation, but the point is that was the message on Sunday, is surrender.
Yeah.
Is that's why we come before God. We're saying, Lord, I want to respond to you if I fail, if I make a mistake. We fall, we get back up. He said, a righteous man, I think Pastor Mark said this, I was in Orlando last week, and he said, a righteous man, which is a scripture, this is in Proverbs, a righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up. Which means that you're going to have moments where you slip into the old nature, and then that's where you need to surrender. You need to repent, come back to God, return to Him. The new heart allows you to return to God, to receive mercy, to receive grace, and also renewal. Because a person that truly wants to please God will not be okay with sinning, and they won't be okay with living in that state of rebellion. They'll know, I slipped into the old nature. I forgot. I didn't deny myself today. I didn't take up my cross today. I need to return back to God and repent. So that's surrender. Anything else stand out to you about that when it comes to surrendering so that we could live from this new place, this new heart?
No, you're right. If we don't surrender, there is no exchange.
There is no exchange.
So exactly. without giving God this old heart, He can't give us a new heart. And right. We have to surrender that. Yes, the habits of the old heart are still there. And that's, you know, I was talking to my cousin, and we had a cousin of ours he was a baby, and he had a heart transplant at a young age. And, but the only way that heart would be accepted in his body was that he had to take medication that it doesn't reject the heart. Mm. And so if he stops taking the medicine, and Jamie, don't quote me on this, Freddie, but you can look that up on Google. But the heart, she had told me if he stops taking rejection medication, then the heart will stop. Mm. So that's like us, you know, if we get a new heart, we're going to want to reject it 24/7 because we don't like that new nature. We don't want to live like that. We want to live by our own nature. So we have to be able to let go and say, God, I failed a million times, like you said, with that old nature, and I'm going to do my best with this new heart and take care of it and make sure that I don't contaminate it with my old habits or my old ways of thinking, because that's what happens. We get a new heart and we know that. But yet our habitual practices, like you said, about if I don't go eat better, I'm going to ruin that heart. Right. So if we don't be cautious about this new heart and remind ourselves, that's not me. I have a new heart now.
Right.
Well, you're going to have these thoughts of going back to the old nature, the old heart, and we have to be conscious and say, Lord, I forgive me for allowing my old nature to come into this new nature. It's my fault. And that's where repentance comes in. Like you said, mm-hmm. I'm seeing something different. I shouldn't be feeling this way because this is not the way the new heart reacts. But I'm reacting this way like the old heart. So I'm trying to bring in my old heart into a new cavity or a new place. And God's like, hey, you need to get that out.
Yeah.
But if you and I live for the Lord, mm-hmm. we're going to be quick to say, I don't want to contaminate this heart. Right. I don't want to get it bad. I don't want it to start this. I'm not going to allow this heart to go, even if it's God's new heart, I don't want it to go get stony, calloused again, start rejecting it again, start pushing Him away again. And we do that all the time, man. We find ourselves not taking care of what God has given us. And it's a privilege to have a new heart. So we have to be aware of that. Like, guard your heart, meaning, hey, guard your heart, because you don't want it to contaminate with your old way of thinking. And if you're listening and you're asking the Lord, I want to surrender this old heart, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Just say the prayer and say, Lord, forgive me. I've lived many, many years with this old heart. I don't know any different. This is all I'm accustomed to. This is what my dad taught me. This is what my mom taught me. This is how I grew up. This is how I was raised with this old heart. This old heart got me through this for years, but I'm not seeing the fruit that your scripture is talking about. Creating me a new heart. I need you to do this. I can't live this way. I'm willing to surrender this old heart, my old character, my old nature, my old ways, my old promises, the old me, so that I can receive the new of who you've called me to be. It's that simple, man.
It is, bro. And you mentioned creating me a new heart. If you want a clear picture of what repentance looks like, read Psalm 51. This is what David wrote after he was convicted because he saw his sin for what it really was, for the adultery he committed and the murder and the lies. When he realized that he sinned before God, he wrote Psalm 51. I always take people to that scripture when they're questioning, what does repentance look like? What does it look like? It looks like Psalms 51. Read it. I think it'll bless you. Another thing too is James chapter 5:16, I believe. I'm going to go there. When Jesus says that out of the heart come all these defiled things, right? We find ourselves again slipping back into that. And but I want to say what the scripture says, because I think it'll bless you. There is, yeah, 5:16, I believe. Yep, James 5:16. This is what it looks like to live from the new heart. It takes humility to do this. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Again, we want to be healed from the habits. We want to be healed from the habitual sin. We want to live from a new heart.
Yeah.
Only the new heart allows us to confess and to come. It says, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So there's another aspect of surrendering, which means going to another person that is righteous in Christ, not in their own doings. They are right with God because of Jesus. Go to another believer, basically. Confess your sins, not to receive judgment, not to receive, you know, they're not trying to fix you. They're just going to pray. Say, Lord, we ask you to heal this person because sin is a sickness. And sin produces more sickness, more disease. We want to rid our hearts from that. We want to rid our lives from that. We're saying, Lord, we want to live from your heart and please your heart, love you from this new heart. And if there's anything that we need to confess and bring it to the light so that you could heal it, and so that it no longer, I'm no longer a slave to sin. Yeah. I'm not a slave to the past. I'm not going to repeat these cycles. And I'm saying this to the person that's listening, because if you fall 7 times and get back up, that's the whole point, is get back up. But if you're struggling with the same sin and you're repeating cycles and you're doing the same thing over again, there could be a stronghold in your life. There could be something that's far worse than just, oh, I made a mistake. No, there could be something that needs to be broken off of you. And it could be a lie that you're still believing. And so that's why you need to confess it, get it out, so that you can receive healing. Healing is the sickness ceases. Healing is it stops. When you're healed, you're no longer sick. And so I think that's important. So anyway, that's what we wanted to share today with breaking down the message, a new heart. There's so much more to say about that, but we're going to keep having podcasts and episodes. And so it's going to, there's more to come, basically. Well, we just want to bless everyone that's listening. We want to bless you. If you've never received a new heart, it's simple. It's by faith. The scriptures that we read will help you. You receive it by way of Jesus Christ. He came to give you a new heart, to give you his spirit, to fulfill Ezekiel 36:26. That's what we read earlier. So believe it by faith. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe that you'll receive this. And then you start living from it, and you live with others that are doing the same in community.
Amen.
So let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for giving us your heart, a new heart, to live from this new heart, to live for you from this new heart. And Lord, we're praying for everyone that is sick and tired, and they're done with living in the old, from the old nature, from the sinful nature, from the old heart. Lord, they're coming to you asking you to give them a new heart according to your word and the promises that you've made.
Yes.
I pray for every person that's surrendering right now the old nature, the sinful nature, and they're receiving your heart right now by faith. It is your work. It's your spirit that does this. We love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Guys, we enjoyed it. You guys, we love you. Have a great rest of your week.